Yeah, I'm a big fan of mine. Very, very happy with it. I've not had any reason to upgrade. I don't have AMS. I wouldn't mind getting it at some point, but the frequency in which I'm like, I wish I had multicolor printing, is very rare. The main reason would be I have to go downstairs to switch filaments. I would really like to have, like, most of what I print is black, so I would like to have a black TPU, a black PETG, a black ASA, and a black PLA, so I could just pick, you know, grab this filament for this, depending on what I'm making, right? If it's a decorative print, obviously PLA. If it's a functional print, ASA or PETG. And then if it's, you know, kid's toy or a bushing or something like that, TPU. I love it. It's been great, flawless. I use the crap out of that thing. And, yeah, mine's made me a couple thousand dollars. I don't do it anymore, but I was printing a bunch of radio stuff, and it definitely paid for itself more than once.
Yeah, and that plan for the AMS is a good plan. I've literally got four colors in mine, and I guess you could throw a fifth on the back. Any of the prints that are color, it switches so often if the colors aren't actually in layers. You know, like, okay, it's all black, now we're going to do all blue, now we're going to do all red. That's okay. But you start saying, okay, in this line I got to do white, and then I got to stop and do some blue, and then, oop, I got to stop and do white again, and then, oop, I got to go back to blue, and oops, I got to go back to red. It ends up, like, making the print take hours upon hours upon hours.